Between the period of 2004 and 2007, there was a significant spike in suicide in Swan Hill, leading former Mayor David Quayle to set up the Healthy Minds Network, a community association that aims to reduce the stigma around mental health and depression. And in many ways, it has been successful. 80 people walked together through Swan Hill for the opening of Mental Health Week in a show of support for reducing the stigma around mental health. But in recent weeks, very tragic to report that there's been another spate of suicides, and it is an issue which is affecting the community of Swan Hill and especially the younger people. So David Quayle is here, former mayor and now chairman of the Healthy Minds Network in Swan Hill. David, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Cathy.
And thank you for making it. It is a bit of a hike, isn't it, from Swan Hill to Bendigo?
Well, if it's going to suit the purpose, it's well worthwhile doing.
Tell me how you came to get involved, how you sort of realised there was a need to do something locally.
Well, when I became mayor, the previous year had seen 14 suicides in the region. And you know the region's Gunawarra, Buller, Mildura and Swan Hill. And seven of those were in Swan Hill. Mm. And that that made a number crunch of 24.2 per 100,000. As compared to the national average of 12. So it was more or less double the national average.
And the national average is pretty shocking in itself.
So. Yes, I know. Mm.
So double what's already a very bad figure.
Yeah. So in talking to the editor of the local newspaper, The Guardian, he challenged me. He said, "You're the mayor, go and do something about it." So I called a meeting of interested persons who might be involved in suicide during, before, after and so on. And from that we formed a small committee. One of our members had previously organised Jeff Kennett and Beyond Blue to come up and have a talk. And when we decided that we were going to hold a forum, we got together and did it together. And amazingly, that attracted 600 people to the town hall. So you can see what the feeling was like in the community.
That's a pretty big gathering in a community the size of Swan Hill.
It is, exactly. However, we started off and we formed this committee and we called it the Healthy Minds Network, to try and avoid the word suicide. Mm. We've changed our thinking a little bit since, and I think we should talk about suicide a lot more, bring it out into the open and not hide it. And that's the way we're going, raising the awareness of what suicide or mental health aspects are all about. And the first thing is that we aim to do is raise the awareness, which is internationally acclaimed as being the first step in what we should do in prevention of suicide. The second thing was to destigmatise any issues around mental health. And the third thing was to create a clear pathway of where to go, what to do if you did have an event. Mm. Now, these are the three things that we channeled on, and we circularised every household. We put out a brochure, which I've given to you. We put out a brochure which went to every household in the community. And we did all sorts of things. We had men's health nights, and we got into the sporting clubs, the footy clubs in particular. And one of the significant things that we did, the Division of General Practice financed the psychologists to get into the schools for 10 hours a week. And that, in my opinion, is one of the greatest things that happened because it got to the... It got to the kids, and the kids took it in, as absorbed it in their lessons. Mm-hmm. And they were going home and thinking about this. This is in the middle of the 10-year drought that we had, and the farms were having problems. And what happened was that kids, once they'd gone through this session, were going home and saying to the parents, "Hey, Dad, well, I think you need to go and see a doctor. You've got a problem with depression."
Now, how did Dad cope with that?
Well, I think they took it on board because I think there were more people went to the doctors to see what was wrong.
Isn't that powerful that the kids can help the parents who perhaps didn't know how to even approach this, didn't even know what was going on, perhaps, you know? And I think it's really true of people who, perhaps more so those on the land, they're expected to be tough and you deal with the hardships. And we have had, you know, the last 20 years probably with drought, and of course up your way you've had all the horrific floods, and floods that didn't just happen and then go away, allowing people to start picking
That's
up
right.
the pieces.
Yeah.
Do you think actually just on the floods that we mentioned that there has been a bit of a spate of suicide in the recent time, is that linked to the floods?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think, I don't know all the details of the suicides. I know one of them was a young man, and I don't think it was suicide related to the floods. I think it was a love affair gone wrong. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's so many reasons why
there are
why they do this. And you can't explain it, you can't find out about it beforehand, and unfortunately it's so permanent when they do it.
But it's exactly the right thing that you're doing, is just getting people talking. So if they go through a crisis event, they might have heard something, you know, they've seen a brochure, they think, well, actually there is help there. I can talk to someone about what I'm going through. And that is always the hope. So, David, how is it going then? I mean, I think you're doing a great thing by talking to kids in schools. That's obviously a good first step.
I think it's a basic step. What I'd like to see is a government group, perhaps, take out a campaign to raise the awareness nationally. Mm. And it's not something that you need to do individually in locations. It needs to be something that, no matter where you go, that campaign's gone through and everybody's thinking the same thing.
Well, in fact, this forum...
respond the same way.
This forum really came about because Lifeline put out that call. They put out a statement to the media calling, demanding on all levels of government to act on this. We're hoping we're starting the push right here.
Well, that's what we're about, and I hope ABC's responsible for doing it.
David, thank you so much for joining us. And as I say, you've travelled a fair distance to be here and share the experiences of the Swan Hill community. Thank you and good luck with the ongoing work.
Thanks, Cathy.
Good on you. David Quayle, Councillor David Quayle, who is on the local council but now chairman of Healthy Minds Network Swan Hill.